Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yeah, I think I just got scammed and needing a refund.
Okay. Let me start out by getting your zip code, please.
25541.
What is your first and last name?
Jeremiah Haggins.
For security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
454 Kane Street, Milton, West Virginia, 25541.
Okay. Give me one second. Okay, I do see where you did the contest entry ticket for that Dyson vacuum cleaner. Maybe you paid $2 or $3 in that knowledge. And when you did that, you subscribed to our meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And let me let you know what the app does. That meal planning app called the Bites Hub, it lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow. And it is that charge of the $59.89. And sir, what if I can do that for you for $20 a month just to stay with us?
No, it might have sent me to that, but that ain't what I was doing.
Okay.
When I did the thing, it was a Home Depot thing for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it was only $5 for shipping. The vacuum cleaner was free. That's what it said.
Mm-hmm.
It said the vacuum cleaner was free, and it was $5 just for shipping. And then when I submitted everything, it said something about the bite stuff and all that, and that is not what I signed up for. There was only supposed to be $5 took out of my account, and it didn't. And not only has it took it out of my checkings account, but it's tried to take it out of my credit card too, a different credit card that I didn't even type in there.
Okay.
So it's took it out of two accounts, and both of them's going to need a refund because it ain't what it said. It told me it was Home Depot, and it told me that the thing was free, and it was only $5 shipping. But it didn't say nothing else until I filled out all my information, and then, boom, I get a email saying something about $50-some dollars, this, that, and other, and that ain't happening.
Okay.
They ain't getting me like that.
Well, sir, I did go ahead and get that account canceled for you, and I voided that charge off of the $59.89, and we only debit the amount one time. I don't see any twice charges. You stated that we went into another account.
Yeah, on that card, but it took it out of another one, too.
No, it was the client. It looks like you tried to use the 20234. It was the client, and 4143. Was the client. It only was approved by 0877.
Okay. Let me just double check. You're probably right there. Let me make sure it was declined here real quick before we get off the phone. Okay. That does say, let's see which one this is. This is, okay. Okay. That one was the declined. I don't know why anything was tried to cook out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
There's even another one. But something, okay, here's one. 4143. Something was tried to be, okay, it does say declined. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
good. Alright, and you say there was another one too?
I mean, all of them was declined. The one ending in 0234 was the client. The one ending in 4143 was the client. And the only one was approved was 0877. And that's the one I read off.
I'm going to need all that to sent back because that ain't what I signed up for. I don't know if it was y'all or a mess up in the system or what, but when I signed up, it was a free sweeper thing, a Dyson vacuum thing, and it was only supposed to be $5, and the item was free, and the $5 was just for the shipping.
Okay, well, I refunded that charge of $59.89. Well, I voided it off, so you should see that charge back in your account.
Okay, I appreciate you.
And the account is canceling. You won't incur any more charges. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.